It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift broke the record for most American Music Award wins by a female artist on Tuesday night. Taylor won AMA Awards for Tour of the Year, Best Pop Rock Female Artist, Best Pop Rock Album for Reputation, and Artist of the Year.
Thank you so much for this, and I just wanted to make a mention of the fact that this award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people, and you know what else is voted on by the people? Is the midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
Wow, the
the wins brought her lifetime total so far to 22, now surpassing the previous record of 21 held by the late Whitney Houston. Taylor also opened Tuesday night's ceremony at the Microsoft Theater in LA with a performance of I Did Something Bad off of her album Reputation. Camila Cabello was also a big winner last night. The Miami native got the nods for New Artist of the Year, Best Collaboration with Young Thug for Havana, and Favorite Song also for Havana. Post Malone beat out Drake in two categories, Favorite Hip Hop Album and Favorite Male Artist.
This is very, 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 very cool. Thank you guys so much for everything. I just want to thank the fans real quick. I want to thank Trey and everybody a part of the team. I'm not very good at talking in front of people, but I just want to say thank you for the award, and I love you guys very, very much, and I want to say thank you to my family and my friends.
And Cardi B continued her winning ways by edging out Post Malone and Drake for Favorite Artist in Hip Hop.
I'm so nervous. Why am I so nervous?
I really want to thank my daughter. And not just because she's my daughter, but while I was pregnant, I was just so influenced to be like, yo, I gotta do this. I gotta show people wrong. I gotta prove people wrong. Because they said I wasn't gonna make it after I had a baby.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande will sign a prenup before they get married. Sources say the couple are close to finalizing or have already finalized their prenuptial agreement. Ariana is worth tens of millions thanks to her album sales, past tours, Reebok deal, perfume sales, and other ventures, while the Saturday Night Live star is estimated to have a net worth of only around $3
million. I was going to say, worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, big difference. First Lady Melania Trump sat down for her first ever solo TV interview that will air on ABC on Friday at 10. The First Lady is asked about the state of her marriage, her husband's infidelity, and her views on the hashtag MeToo movement. She's also asked why she wore the I Really Don't Care Do You jacket to visit immigrant children who had been separated at the border. Her interview with ABC News Chief National Affairs Correspondent Tom Lamas took place during her recent trip to Africa. And rumors are saying that Lady Gaga is on Disney's wish list to play Ursula in their live-action Little Mermaid.
That would be cool.
It was rumored that actually Disney offered Zendaya the role of Ariel, but no official announcement has been made.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be literally everything. So amazing.
And now you made me kind of want to go watch Little Mermaid today.
I know.